anything you want, just dial in toll-free at 855-453. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line with you this evening. It's Ian.
And Daryl.
Daryl joining us from FPP.cc. There's a big deal going on over at your website today with a free book giveaway. We'll talk more about that here in a little bit. I mean, who can say no to a free book? 855-450-FREE is the number here tonight. We're actually going to go right to the phones here to start things out. It is the end of the world edition of Free Talk Live. Actually, right now, you can mark the time because over in Greenwich, in Universal Time Coordinated, or Universal Coordinated Time, or Coordinated Universal Time, depending on how you look for it online, it's called all of those things.
Called Zulu Time.
It is now midnight on the 22nd.
Yes.
So we've made it this far. Everyone in that time zone has made it through the 21st without the world ending. Unless the world did end and somehow restarted in some way that we didn't all notice.
Now, I think we have 12 more hours until we're completely safe.
I see what you're saying. All right. Well,
that way it covers all of the time zones.
Right, because we still have several hours left, at least for the United States. Anyway, we're here. We'll take your calls about anything. 855-453. We've got all manner of different end-of-the-world-related news, including cult members being arrested en masse in China, people in New York City searching for their final sexual encounter. We've got the actual Maya and what they have to say about all this. Fearful end-of-the-world callers flooding NASA. So many different stories. Plus, you've got a top 10 list, Daryl, of the top 10, because there's a lot from which to choose, top 10 failed predictions.
Top 10 doomsday prophecies.
Yeah. So what I think we should do, in regards to the top 10 is we'll spread them out across the show.
Yeah, sounds
and
good.
We'll go, can we go from 10 to 1?
Yeah.
In this list? So hold off. We'll get to number 10 here in a moment. Let's go first. We'll continue here, 855-450-FREE, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Let's go to Mark listening in Virginia Beach. Mark, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Daryl.
Hi, guys, what's up?
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
5G.
Say again? I didn't make out what that was. Sounded like
something. Maybe the world ended in Virginia Beach.
Yeah, I don't know. 855-450-FREE, toll-free number here tonight. All right, so let's do it. Number 10 on the top 10 list of failed
okay, so this
Armageddon
is from
predictions.
science.howstuffworks.com, and they have listed at number 10 The Seekers from December 24th, 1955. It says in December 1954, a headline in the Chicago Tribune read, "Doctor warns of disaster in World Tuesday, worst to come in 1955, he declares." The doctor was Charles Laughead, or at least it's spelled Laughead. I'm sure it's pronounced Lockheed or something. Was a follower of Dorothy Martin, who is a 54-year-old housewife from Oak Park, Illinois. Martin believed that aliens from the planet Clarion had beamed down messages informing her that a massive flood would soon destroy the planet. Her wild prophecies attracted a small group of followers known as the Seekers, many of whom had quit their jobs and sold their belongings in anticipation of the end. They gathered at Martin's home on Christmas Eve, 1955, singing Christmas carols, while they waited to be saved by the aliens in their flying saucers. As the night wore on, Martin's followers became increasingly impatient.
Mm.
Finally, at 4:45 a.m. on Christmas Day, Martin announced that God had been so impressed by their actions that he no longer wanted to destroy the Earth.
This is now, I've heard this one before, and I think this either I've heard of this exact story previously and just don't recall any of the details around it, or that is a standard line. That is a line that has been used, I believe, more
than once. Several times, I think.
Yeah, it's as a justification, an attempt to to come up with an excuse that will satiate or satisfy the cult followers. Because at that time, when you've got this big prediction that you've thrown out there, and it's not coming true, and it's pretty clear that it's not coming true, you've got to do something. You've got to save face in some way. And what better way than to make it look like, oh, well, I've gotten a message from God, and he says that, you know, he thinks you guys have done such a great job here that, put it right back in their court.
I'm trying to figure out how she got a message from God when the first messages were from aliens from the planet Clarion. Why didn't the aliens just send her the message?
Well, maybe people weren't paying close attention to those details at the time.
I don't know. And it says there's a side note to this story that is almost as interesting as the prophecy itself.
Well, but one of the interesting things about that line, that excuse, is how many of them bought it? That would be the question I'd like to see answered. So let's say that was 50 or 100 different people that went to this evening. How many? What percentage of the suckers?
I would say probably half.
You think? I always wonder about that. How many people finally just said, wow, I can't believe I've been fooled, and stormed off, and how many of them believed every single word that came out of that person's mouth?
My guess is half, and I base that on several of the other stories that are in this list, and it does give, not necessarily a full statistic of how many people actually bought it, but some of the people did change their prediction, and the vast majority of the followers stayed right along with the guy.
Mm.
So let me get to this side note. It says a small group of psychologists and students organized by the University of Minnesota's social psychologist. Hold on, let me read that again. A small group of psychologists and students organized by social psychologists from University of Minnesota infiltrated the seekers.
Oh, wow.
In an effort to study and better understand apocalyptic cults. Leon Festinger, who was the social psychologist from the university, revealed his findings in the 1956 book, When Prophecies Fell, a social and psychological study of a modern group that predicted the destruction of the world. Exploration of the psychologist's now famous theory on cognitive dissonance.
Right.
A term that refers to the human tendency to rationalize when one's thoughts and actions are in disagreement.
Exactly, which is, when that moment comes and that time, the time passes that the world was supposed to end, and then several more hours have passed, and you're sure that the world should have ended by that point. The question is, how much did you buy it? How deeply did you buy the story? And if it was deep enough, then you will be swayed by whatever ridiculous excuse the cult leader will give.
Yeah.
Because the cognitive dissonance to believe that you could have been wrong about such a big deal, about something that you may have committed your life to the point of selling all your worldly possessions, quitting your job, disconnecting from one's family members. I mean, these are some of the things that people who've been in these positions have done, to be so deep into that and then to come to the realization, to come to grips with the fact that you were wrong is, it's got to be really difficult to do.
It's very difficult.
That would be a fascinating book, I bet, to read. What was it called again?
Forward. Give me 2 seconds to go back to that previous page.
We've got more of these coming up, by the way. The top 10.
The title of the book was When Prophecies Fail, A Social and Psychological Study of a Modern Group That Predicted the Destruction of the World.
All right, I'm going to look more into that one here. 855-453. Of course, there is a Wikipedia article about it, so maybe we'll dig a little bit further into that. And also, the remaining 9 of the top 10 failed predictions, because you said there's a whole Wikipedia article about all of the predictions, like at least all of it.
Oh, there's hundreds.
Yeah, so 855-453, the SACL CAI toll-free line. More on the End of the World edition of Free Talk Live. You can, of course, take control and bring up whatever's on your mind. Plus, Speaking of cult members, we'll tell you more about them in moments.
Bah, black sheep, have you any wool? No, sir, no, sir. Some nincompoop with pantyhose pulled over his face stole all my wool sweaters and gaming system. Luckily, the Geico Insurance Agency recently helped me with renter's insurance. Everything stolen was replaced, and the little boy who lives down the lane was caught trying to sell it online. Call Geico and see how easy it is to switch and save on renter's insurance.
Want to really clean up for the holidays? Deck out your halls for less at Lumber Liquidators Flooring Sale. Our thickest laminates are up to 33% off. Plus, save up to 10% on all hand-scraped engineered hardwood and up to 10% on all hand-scraped bamboo. Better yet, get special extended financing. Plus, big savings on flooring tools and professional installation. Hurry, our flooring sale is going on now. So visit LumberLiquidators.com and find your local store today.
Again, the Congressional Budget Office sounds the alarm. This time warns of Greek-style U.S. debt crises. You heard me right. The GAO is drawing a parallel between the U.S. economy, its debt, and the current Greek economic meltdown. With the debt-to-GDP chart climbing into unfamiliar territory, the growing budget deficit will rise to unsupportable levels. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. The Federal Debt and Risk of Financial Crises document the CBO has published is a must-read for every American, covering the risk of continued deficit spending coupled with an aging population and the rising interest rates spell economic disaster. It's imperative that you get a copy of this document and study it for yourself. Call me today at 800-686-2237 and I'll send you a free copy. Again, call 800-686-2237 and ask for your copy of the CBO document. Once again, you need to read this government report. Call 800-686-2237.
If you're considering a water filter, have you heard about AquaPail? AquaPail from FreezeDryGuy.com has huge advantages over many other water filters. American-made AquaPail units are designed and engineered to not just filter contaminated water, but capture or kill all bacteria and viruses to non-detectable levels. AquaPail has the fastest flow rate of any other water filter on the market, filtering a gallon of contaminated water in about 5 minutes. That's water when you need it, now. Get the world's fastest, safest, and most reliable gravity-fed portable water treatment system for surface, well, and wastewater sources. AquaPail. Available in 4 sizes starting at only $100. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves and do it toll-free at 855-450-FREE, the SACL CAI toll-free line. Join us on our website over at freetalklive.com. And one of the things you can do on our website is toss some bitcoins in the tip jar. Go to bitcoin.freetalklive.com. You can learn more about what bitcoins are, and then we have our tip jar address on that page.
But you got to learn. There's a bit of a learning curve that comes along with Bitcoins. It's a new kind of currency. It's decentralized, meaning there's no central hub where they're created. They're created all across the internet by people that are engaging in what's called Bitcoin mining. It's peer-to-peer. It's decentralized. It's distributed, meaning that there's no servers that are centralized that you can take out. The federal government cannot go into a server center or some kind of corporate offices and take the Bitcoin down. There is no Bitcoin corporation. There's no bank. There's no middleman between you and your money. There's nobody that you have to ask approval from in order to have a Bitcoin account or to purchase Bitcoins or to transfer Bitcoins. It allows you to send money to anyone you want that also has a Bitcoin wallet anywhere in the world in moments without having to pay any fees, and you have complete control of your money. Take the time to learn more about it. Go to bitcoin.freetalklive.com. Again, that's bitcoin.freetalklive.com. We're talking about the end of the world. Apparently, we are still here. So we'll keep taking your calls, 855-450-FREE. But talking more of the psychology of the cult member and what happened in a case, we've got the top 10 fail doomsday prophecies. Number 10.
Actually, these are not necessarily the top 10 that have failed.
What do you mean by that?
Well, you'll find out.
Okay.
Later in the article.
Well, this one failed. The one that we are talking about up first, which is from the 1950s.
1955, a group titled The Seekers.
Right, where Dorothy Martin, who was a Chicago housewife, experimented with automatic writing. Not sure what that is. Let's see, what is automatic writing? Anyway, then there was this group of science, psychologists that actually infiltrated her group of cult followers to learn more about the psychology of these people. And there was a book published about it called When Prophecy Fails. It's detailed somewhat on Wikipedia, and they saw that. Basically, that this would be a case that would lead to the arousal of dissonance, that is cognitive dissonance, the kind of the disconnect in one's mind when one is faced with evidence, incontrovertible evidence that one has been wrong. That's the sensation that people get when presented with evidence that they're wrong. They don't want to believe it. They will do
make
and
up
say
excuses.
Things. They will say and make up whatever excuse they might in order to continue justifying the belief system that they have, the faulty, incorrect belief system. We hear it all the time here on Free Talk Live, and I'm sure we've all been through it ourselves. When we've come to the ideas of freedom, which normally result in, or which normally mean you have to reject the old ideas of statism and the belief in coercive government that predate typically understanding the ideas of freedom. But altering the belief would be difficult. This is from the summary on Wikipedia, as Ms. Keech, which is what she was called in the book. Dorothy Martin was renamed Marion Keech as an alias in the book to protect her identity at that time. And her group were committed at a considerable expense in order to maintain their belief system, having sold, houses and broken up with family members and things like that. Another option would be to enlist social support for their belief. As Fessinger wrote, if more and more people can be persuaded that the system of belief is correct, then clearly it must, after all, be correct. In this case, if Keech could add consonant elements by converting others to the basic premise, then the magnitude of her dissonance following disconfirmation would be reduced. Fessinger and his colleagues predicted that the inevitable disconfirmation would be followed by an enthusiastic effort at proselytizing to seek social support and lessen the pain of disconfirmation. Fessinger and his colleagues infiltrated the group and reported the following sequence of events. Prior to December 20th, the group shunned publicity, December 20th being, I guess, around the time when they were supposed to end, the 21st, that is. Interviews are given only grudgingly, and access to Keech's house was only provided to those who convinced the group that they are true believers. The group evolves a belief system provided by the automatic writing from the planet Clarion to explain the details of the cataclysm, the reason for its occurrence, and the manner in which the group would be saved from the disaster. And by the way, automatic writing is writing in which the writer states to be produced from a subconscious and or external spiritual source without conscious awareness of the content. So essentially, one claiming to be a medium between the spirit world, or some kind of aliens in this case. Also, on December 20th, the group expects a visitor from outer space to call upon them at midnight and escort them to a waiting spacecraft. As instructed, the group goes to great lengths to remove all metallic items from their persons. As midnight approaches, zippers, bra straps, and other objects are discarded, and the group waits. December 21st, 12:05 a.m. No visitor. Someone in the group notices that another clock in the room shows 11:55. The group agrees that it is not yet midnight. 12:10. The second clock strikes midnight. Still, no visitor. The group sits. Now, they've got Confederates sitting here the entire time with these folks. This is how they know about all this. The group sits in stunned silence. The cataclysm itself is no more than 7 hours away, in that they were expecting to be rescued prior to the terrible end. 4 a.m., the group has been sitting in stunned silence. A few attempts at finding explanations have failed, and Keech herself begins to cry. 4:45, another message by automatic writing is sent to Keech. It states, in effect, that the God of Earth has decided to spare the planet from destruction. So the message did ostensibly come from the aliens. It's just that they used God as the their explanation. The cataclysm has been called off. The little group sitting all night long had spread so much light that God had saved the world from destruction. In the afternoon of December 21st, newspapers are called, interviews are sought. In a reversal of its previous distaste for publicity, the group begins an urgent campaign to spread its message to as broad of an audience as possible. Now, Fessinger, the author of the book, stated that five conditions must be present if someone is to become a more fervent believer after a failure or disconfirmation. Because that's the time at which your faith is being truly tested. Are you going to continue on down the path, or are you going to wise up and go back to your real-world lives? A belief must be held with deep conviction, and it must have some relevance to action, that is, to what the believer does or how he behaves. The person holding the belief must have committed himself to it, that is, for the sake of his belief, he must have taken some important action that's difficult to undo. In general, the more important such actions are, the more difficult they are to undo, the greater is the individual's commitment to the belief.
Like quitting a job, moving, selling all
possessions. Selling a house. Yep. Oh, I'm committed to this. I'm in it to win it here. And it makes sense. What's called the sunken cost fallacy, I believe, right? It's common in business where if you've spent a bunch of money on some sort of business, investment, and it's going down the drain, you don't want to just let it go because it feels like you're going to lose out more, but actually you lose out more by holding on to it.
Right.
Sunken cost. Three more points on the conditions as to what it takes for someone to become a more fervent believer even after the failure of the original predictions, and then we'll continue with more of the top 10 list of the top 10 failed or mostly failed Armageddon/Doomsday cult predictions. More coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
Check out StunGunMics.com. They specialize in home and business security, family safety, and personal protection. At StunGunMics.com, they have everything from mace pepper sprayers to cell phone stun guns and everything in between. Visit www.StunGunMics.com for all your security needs. We even ship your products the very next day. That's www.StunGunMics.com for real spy gear, real security, and awesome gadgets.
Where in the world can you find a working replica of Da Vinci's catapult design, an inflatable sumo wrestler's costume, or a watch that tells time backwards? At DathGadgets.com, you'll find all sorts of fun, retro, remote control, and even outrageous items that probably can't be found anywhere else. If your idea of the perfect gift is a horsehead pillow or a mankini, hurry on over to DathGadgets.com. That's DathGadgets.com.
We have witnessed two terrible storms in the east, but we are still in the eye of the perfect storm. The most devastating economic condition since the Great Depression. America's worst drought in agricultural history. And now the economic results of the presidential election. This perfect storm is a huge threat to everyone's food supply. I just doubled down and got even more supplies from eFoods Direct, and I recommend you do the same. It's time to get your own supply from eFoods Direct. I know I won't be standing in a bread line trading my freedom for food. I'm taking control of my future. And you're nuts if you don't do the same. Go to eatfoodsdirect.com/Alex to find the specials. And you can start with a holiday gift pack that's normally $80, now under $50. Remember, I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Call 800-409-5633 or eatfoodsdirect.com/Alex. Would you rather prepare 6 months too early or 1 day too late? 409-5633 or eatfoodsdirect.com/Alex.
Land in Buenos Aires, then are shuttled to Santa Rosa, where a nicely furnished cabin with all amenities, Wi-Fi, executive food and wine, and laundry service awaits. After a good night's sleep, your adventure begins. You're on a golden stag safari for big game. But it's not Africa, it's Argentina. One-on-one guided hunts for water buffalo, cougar, bighorn rams, wild boar, and the biggest stag deer in South America. All gold medal quality. All the action you can handle. Land Rovers, top rental guns with scopes, all food, beverages, hunting guides, ground transportation included, and more, all more affordable than you can imagine. The adventure of a lifetime starts at GoldenStagSafaris.com, the big game hunting ranch, GoldenStagSafaris.com.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com or call toll free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves here toll free. You don't have to talk about the end of the world shenanigans and nonsense, but that's certainly what we've got on the table to discuss here tonight. We being Ian here with you.
And Daryl.
And Daryl is here courtesy of FPP.cc. That is his website. You've got a book that you've just released about a week ago, and yes, it is now available free for a limited time, like through, what, Midnight Pacific
for Amazon Kindle.
And one can reach that book by going to fpp.cc?
Yeah, if you go to fpp.cc and then use the Amazon link on the side, type in the Diary of Henry Myers,
mm-hmm,
and that will take you to it.
So, a quick summary of what the book entails. It's written in first-person diary format.
Written in first-person diary format. The main character, obviously, is Henry Myers. And he's a reluctant hero at the time of the collapse of the dystopian empire Namsoko,
mm-hmm,
which is basically... I sort of took a page out of Orwell's book, with Ingsoc being English socialism,
mm-hmm,
Namsoko being North American socialist country.
Nice.
Which is basically all of North America is under a tyrannical empire. And the book is set at the collapse of the empire, and it has flashbacks to, you know, the years prior.
Mm-hmm. How it came to be.
How it sort of fell apart. And that's something that you don't get from most dystopian novels or novellas.
So that is available free. Go to fpp.cc, use the Amazon search. Was it search box?
Yes.
Okay. And then type in Diary of Henry Myers.
Yes.
And it's free until midnight
Pacific.
Free
on Amazon Kindle.
Like until, right now. Until yes, midnight Pacific. All right, so 855-450-FREE. And if you miss out today, there's going to be another freebie opportunity coming up in another week.
About a week.
Right? And we'll talk more about that next week. 855-450-FREE, the SACL CAI toll-free line, talking about the top 10. What is the exact title of this story, the top 10?
This is Top 10 Doomsday Prophecies.
Top 10 Doomsday Prophecies that presumably have failed, but not all of them, apparently.
Yes.
The first one was one from the 1950s, which actually resulted in a book being written by some psychologists who infiltrated this doomsday cult and were in the room at the time at which the prophecy failed. The aliens were supposed to come, they were supposed to pick them up and save them from total destruction. The aliens didn't show up at the time at which they were supposed to show up, which was just several hours in front of when the actual supposed destruction was supposed to happen, which is why these people were probably sitting in stunned silence, because they believed they were supposed to be saved from what they thought was coming, and they weren't saved, so therefore they're just waiting to be burned in, fiery torment or whatever.
Giant flood, I think it was.
And then none of that ended up panning out, so they ended up looking at the different factors, and they came up with five different factors as to what it took after someone has their beliefs disconfirmed, meaning that their belief system fails, and it's clear that it's failed. What are the five conditions that must be present in order for them to become a more fervent believer, to continue on believing that which has obviously not been true? The factors are that the belief must be held with deep conviction and must have some relevance to action. The person holding the belief must have committed themselves to it, that is, taking some sort of important action, quitting a job, selling a house. The belief must be sufficiently specific and sufficiently concerned with the real world so that events may equivocally or unequivocally refute the belief. Meaning, it's been predicted specifically that it's going to be at this time, at this night, and it doesn't happen. Such undeniable, point four, such undeniable disconfirmatory evidence must occur and must be recognized by the individual holding the belief. They must be aware and cognizant that it's failed. And then number five, the individual believer must have social support. It's unlikely that one isolated believer could withstand the kind of disconfirming evidence that has been specified. In that, if you were somebody who was alone in your beliefs about the world ending and you came to find out that they weren't true, you wouldn't have anyone else there to reassure you about, it was God who saved us. We're going to see the world's going to end in five more years. There wouldn't be some cult leader around to lead you by the hand, and therefore your own mind would question itself likely enough to where you would come to the conclusion that, oh man, I was wrong. And there wouldn't be anyone around to look down on you if you were all alone in that belief and didn't communicate it to others. But if the believer is a member of a group of convinced persons who can support one another, the belief may be maintained and the believers may attempt to proselytize or persuade non-members that the belief is correct. There apparently was a 2008 edition of this particular book as well, so it's been updated, apparently. The book When Prophecy Fails sounds like it might be an interesting read for more that want to get in more detail on that. But let's continue, because we've got news actually about the prophecy that just failed today, should fail in another dozen hours or so. We've got other news around that, like a thousand cult members in China have been arrested. 1,000 doomsday cult members arrested. Argentina shutting down a mountaintop for fear of people mass suiciding on that mountaintop. So, interesting things are going on as we speak, but let's go on with the top 10 list. Number 9.
Number 9, oddly enough.
And what's the source on this one, by the way?
This is howstuffworks.com.
Great. Good site.
Number 9, oddly enough, is the Mayan calendar 2012. Says the 2009 movie 2012 is a 150-minute showcase of the apocalyptic eye candy with enough death and destruction to bring up the question, what's so bad about 2012? It depends on who you ask. The fear is based on the way some people interpret the Mayan long count calendar, which is divided into great cycles lasting approximately 5,125 years. One of these cycles ends on December 21st, 2012, giving some doomsdayers the ammunition they need to declare the impending apocalypse. They also have numerous theories about how exactly the world will end. Some claim that a mysterious planet known as Nibiru, Planet X, or Eris, or a large meteor will collide with the Earth. Another popular theory...
And we probably, I would think, you know, NASA would probably get a clue on that one.
Yeah.
You'd probably hear at least something in advance on that. You know, because someone would see it. The meteor is not just going to appear out in the sky and, you know, just poof, appear and then crash into the planet. It's going to come from somewhere, so you'd have some advance, a little bit of advance notice on that one.
The other popular theory is that the Earth's magnetic poles reverse, causing the planet's rotation to reverse as well. Well, scientists have already dismissed both of these theories as laughable. They contend that if a celestial body were on a crash course with Earth, they would have already noticed it, as you said. And while astronomers recognize that the magnetic poles do reverse roughly every 400,000 years, they insist that the event does not affect the Earth's rotation and will not harm life on Earth. Perhaps the most interesting part of this whole apocalyptic fad is that the Mayans themselves don't expect the world to end in 2012. Rather, they expect it to be a time of great celebration and luck when the planet completes the current great cycle.
Right. And, of course, it's also winter solstice. It just happens to be winter solstice.
Yes.
So today is the day at which that those of us in the darker areas of the world will start to experience things getting lighter during the day. So, thank goodness.
So, tomorrow the sun sets at 4:32 instead of 4:29.
Something like that.
Yeah. I really am not a fan of the streetlights coming on at 4:30.
It's bad. It's bad. But then again, we also have the government to blame for that one.
Yeah.
Due to the crazy
monopoly on streetlights.
The jumping forward and the setting clocks back thing that goes on every year. 855-450-FREE, the SACL CAI toll-free line. So you can bring up whatever you want here. Coming up, we'll tell you more about the 1,000 Doomsday Cult members arrested in China prior to today's supposed end of the world. And we'll continue with the eight remaining Doomsday prophecies, the top eight. 855-450-FREE, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Have you ever been involved in a cult before? Would love to hear your story. It's Free Talk Live.
Ladies, how many pounds have you gained since you turned 40? If you're like most women, probably 10 or more. But hundreds of thousands of women have discovered the secret to losing weight after 40. It's called Ambarin, and it's the only product on the market today clinically proven to cause sustained weight loss for women over 40. With no special diets or exercise programs, you can try Ambarin absolutely risk-free and get a one-month supply free by calling 1-800-525-2563. The leading cause of weight gain in women over 40 is hormonal imbalance. Until you balance your hormones, losing weight can be practically impossible. Ambarin balances hormones naturally, so the extra weight can fall right off. Yes, even that stubborn tummy fat. Plus, Ambarin relieves other symptoms of hormonal imbalance, like hot flashes, night sweats, low libido, sleeplessness, and more. Be one of the first 50 callers right now, and they'll send you a complimentary risk-free trial with a 30-day supply free. Free supplies are limited, so call now. 1-800-525-2563. That's 1-800-525-2563.
Attention, this is an announcement for our listeners who drive gasoline vehicles. Federal Consumer Protection has confirmed that there is now an automotive accessory that exceeds its own fuel-saving claims. Consumer Protection has confirmed that most gasoline vehicles will get 22% more miles per gallon with an accessory called Platinum 22. To find out if Platinum 22 will give your vehicle 22% more miles per gallon, you should call 1-800-LESS-GAS. You heard me correctly, 1-800-LESS-GAS. You heard me. Federal Consumer Protection has confirmed that the Platinum 22 accessory will deliver 22% more miles per gallon to most gasoline vehicles. You should pick up the phone and call 1-800-LESS-GAS to find out if it will help your vehicle. That's 1-800-LESS-GAS. 1-800-LESS-GAS. 22% more miles per gallon. 1-800-LESS-GAS.
It's time for a home security quiz. Answer this. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $35? Yes, it's Fake TV. This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fake TV is a small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. It's like a lamp on a timer, but far more convincing. And for only $34.95, fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
George Washington said, "Government is not reason, it is not eloquence, it is force, like fire. It is a dangerous servant and a fearful master." America's government is no longer the servant of the people and the protector of our liberty, but has become that fearful master. We the people must understand the nature of this government gone awry if we are to be successful in saving our country. America is being deliberately destroyed by a cabal of international gangsters so that she can be forced into subjugation to a one-world government. The God-given, unalienable rights of the Declaration of Independence are in jeopardy. We must not let them be stolen by ambitious and evil men. Utopia Silver Supplements believes it is our God-given right to make our own health care decisions however we deem best. If we can help you with your supplement needs and better health, then help us win this health freedom battle. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's utopiasilver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. Again, 888-213-4338.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want. Just dial in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. Like the show? Want to help support Free Talk Live? Shop with us over at shop.freetalklive.com. And that will take you to a page with links to different vendors or different websites that you can purchase various different products from, including Newegg, but also Amazon. Amazon's the primary provider there. It's the best deal for us. When you go to shop.freetalklive.com, you click into the Amazon of your choice. There's more than one for different parts of the world. And you click on the right Amazon for you. It'll be the same Amazon shopping experience that you're used to. It's just that Free Talk Live gets a portion of the purchase price. So if you want, for instance, to go and purchase the book we were talking about, When Prophecy Fails, Amazon's got it for $11.95, brand new. It's actually a 2011 reprint of the original, and it says here that it is a full facsimile, not reproduced with optical recognition software. So this is supposed to be a very nice reprint of the original book. It's got a lot of great reviews. You can get it for $11.95. It's eligible for free Super Saver shipping, which means if you get $25 worth of products that are eligible for free Super Saver shipping, you get the shipping free. So it's not hard to rack up, you know, $25 on Amazon, a couple books, a couple video games, DVDs, whatever. Just go and get your shopping done over at shop.freetalklive.com and feel good because you're getting the stuff you're looking for, and Free Talk Live gets a percentage. It's the same price as you're used to, the same Amazon experience. You're just entering through our affiliate link at shop.freetalklive.com. We'll continue in moments with the top 10 doomsday prophecies. Most of them, I presume, have failed, but you said not all of them have.
Not all.
So Chris is with us first, though, in Cincinnati. Chris, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Daryl.
Hi, Ian. Hi, Daryl.
Hey there. Hello. What's on your mind tonight?
Hey, I was wondering if you guys have seen any zombies yet.
No, no one crawling from the ground. I mean, I've certainly seen Status out there, and those guys are kind of zombified.
Yeah, I was going to say, I was at the courthouse this morning doing Don't Take a Plea, and saw a lot of people that walking around acting like they didn't really have a clue what was going on. But
no brain-eating?
No brain-eating no zombies, brain no Night of the Living Dead sort
of
thing.
How are things in Cincinnati?
Well, it's not midnight yet. It's not midnight yet, so... I guess we've got a little bit of time before the end of the world.
Well, I mean, it is midnight over in Great Britain right now.
But it's not midnight in Mexico. I mean,
true. This is true. This is true. So what else you got on your mind?
Oh, I don't know. I'm not sure what type of apocalypse this is supposed to be, though. I mean, there's the religious, the zombie, the alien invasion. Do you guys have any idea of what they're calling for?
Good question. There are a variety of different versions of what is supposed to happen today. There is a group of folks who were going to, I guess, throw themselves from a mountaintop in Argentina with the expectation that a UFO was going to pick them up and take them away. Another 1,000 people in China also had their own belief system about what the end of the world was going to entail, and they've been arrested. So various different people with various different theories and predictions, of course. As we know, the Maya folk, they don't believe any of this stuff.
Well, that's one way we could stop the end of the world. We could just arrest everybody who's saying anything about the end of the world.
Thanks for the call tonight, Chris. I appreciate hearing from you. 855-450-FREE, the SACL CAI toll-free line. Let me give you a little bit more about the Chinese story since I mentioned
it so many
times.
I'm really interested about that.
Police in China, according to BBC China, have carried out further arrests of members of a doomsday cult for spreading rumors about the imminent end of the world, according to state media. Almost 1,000 members of Christian group Almighty God have now been detained. State media terms Almighty God an evil cult, the same description that it applies to the banned Falun Gong group. The sect predicts Friday will usher in 3 days of darkness and has urged its members to overthrow communism. Its adherents believe the 21st of December is the last day in the Mayan long count calendar and thus signifies the end of the world. The belief has gained considerable popularity in China, where the film 2012 was a box office hit. It's not just followers of Almighty God who think the world will end on Friday. A farmer in Hebei province, Liu Qiang, has built seven survival pods, which can contain 14 people each. The pods, made of fiberglass, float on water and can survive storms.
So would those be the pod people?
Yeah, I guess so. Mr. Liu told Agence France-Presse, quote, "If there really is some kind of apocalypse, then you could say I've made a contribution to the survival of humanity." To calm anxieties, they've got a picture of him here with his pods, and they're sort of big balls, basically, like humongous balls in which one could crawl inside and, I guess, stand or sit. He's dressed in camouflage, as any good survivalist should be. You thought that was a look that was only reserved for Americans, apparently not. Anyway, to calm anxieties, police in Beijing have posted an online notice telling people that the so-called end of the world is a rumor. Almighty God has told its believers that the apocalypse will usher in a new era presided over by a female Jesus, according to the Chinese newspaper Global Times. The group has been attacked by Chinese media, which variously accuses female members of using sex communication to ensnare single men, of banning followers from carrying mobile phones, and of using pseudonyms to conceal their real identities, although it's not described what sex communication exactly is.
I don't know, but it sounds fun.
Little is known about the group, which state media said was formed about 20 years ago in the central Henan province. Most of the arrests have been in the provinces of Qinghai and Guizhou, according to the Beijing Times.
Okay, here's my question. If the world ends, as in global catastrophe, some giant large thing smashes into Earth, everything disintegrates, what good is it to be in this little pod?
Yeah, that was my question
as
well.
The world is ending. And if you do think
your little
man-made ending,
as though your man-made fiberglass ball is somehow going to survive the onslaught of natural disaster or unnatural,
it will survive the nuclear winter that wiped out the dinosaurs,
right? Or whatever flames from the sky, or whatever, you know, doomsday scenario we're talking about here. That your little fiberglass balls are going to stand up to the hand and the wrath of God is ridiculous.
Yeah. A lot of these, they just don't make sense.
So your thoughts are welcome. Maybe you've been in a cult. Maybe you're a cult leader. We'd love to hear from you at 855-453. Maybe you made some predictions.
You're
here.
A cult leader, Ian.
I'm accused of
apparently.
That. Apparently. Which I,
although I
ludicrous.
Think you said that Ravage the Cat is the leader.
He's as good a leader as anyone else, our studio kitty here. You can see him sometimes at cam.freetalklive.com. But, you know, if cults are fascinating, and if you've ever been on the inside of one, then you know best and would love to hear from you as to what your experience was. And did you have some sort of an exit experience? You know, what was it that took you out of the belief system? What was it that made you question your beliefs to the point where you were able to leave? 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Let's continue with the remaining eight of the top eight, or top ten, rather, doomsday predictions.
Number eight, according to HowStuffWorks.com, Harold Camping's May 11th, 2011 prediction.
Wow, that was from 2011. It seemed like it was this year.
Harold Camping has actually made several predictions.
Right.
And this specific article does not mention all of the other predictions that he's made. It just starts off, the Bible is pretty clear about doomsday prophecies. Mark 13:12 reads, "But the day and hour knoweth no man, no, not the angels which are in heaven, neither the Son, but the Father."
Translation, you don't know when the world's going
Nobody
to
knows, except for God. Says, but that hasn't stopped some believers from trying to make predictions anyway. Mm. One such man is Harold Camping, a retired engineer who believes that the Bible is a numerical code book that can be deciphered and reveal clues about the end times. Camping, the founder of the independent ministry Family Radio International.
Yeah, they own a bunch of radio stations.
First predicted that the world would end in September of 1994.
Oops.
But when the apocalypse failed to materialize, he attributed the error to incomplete research.
Hmm.
Camping recently gained...
He just made a mistake with the numbers. Made a mistake with calculations.
I forgot to carry a one.
Right.
Something along those lines.
Camping apparently recently... God was not inspiring him in that research.
Camping recently gained additional attention for his latest doomsday prediction, May 21st, 2011. In an interview with the New York Magazine on May 11th of 2011, the 89-year-old was brimming with confidence, saying, quote, "God has given so much information in the Bible about this and so many proofs and so many signs that we know it's absolutely going to happen without any question at all." Camping was so certain that his ministry spent millions of dollars plastering the Judgment Day message on more than 5,000 billboards and 20 recreational vehicles as a warning to the general public. When May 21st came and went without interruption, Camping did what most good doomsayers would.
Revised his prediction.
He blamed the mistake on a mathematical error and moved the date to October 21st.
We'll continue in moments here. Hour 2's next. Free Talk Live.
Under the mistletoe this year, there's only one thing you should be slipping into your lover's mouth. Stateless Sweets, delicious, handmade, all-natural candy. The holidays are going to be full of empty calories this year, so make your calories count with the very best handcrafted confections. Chocolate-covered pistachio brittle, salted honey caramels, English toffee, and the best fudge you've ever tasted. You need this for your holiday parties. Go to statelesssweets.com and use coupon code FTL to save 10%. Statelesssweets.com.
In these hard economic times, you've got to do whatever you can to save money. One of our biggest expenses can be our cars, especially when unexpected repair bills hit. Not anymore. Repairs for your engine, transmission, and much more can become a thing of the past if your vehicle has less than 130,000 miles. Get your car protected, saving you hundreds, even thousands of dollars. See if your vehicle qualifies. Just call 1-800-832-0768. Again, 800-832-0768. That's 1-800-832-0768.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.